بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me this wonderful opportunity to sit in front of you guys. You know, a group who is dedicated to study about Islam, spend time with scholars. May Allah give you barakah, inshallah. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me this beautiful opportunity. And I also want to extend my thanks to Sheikh Firoz because, alhamdulillah, since the inception of this course, he's been very supportive. And it always helps to have support from ulama and scholars, and that, you know, to keep you going, you know, because at the beginning it's a difficult patch at times. But alhamdulillah, that support was there. So I thank Sheikh Firoz for his support. May Allah accept all his work, inshallah. And I want to thank the committee members of the masjid who have also made arrangements for me to come today and provided me a slot to speak to you. So inshallah, I will keep this short and simple, inshallah. And as Sheikh has mentioned, we have an Arabic class. But this Arabic class is a little bit different. It's not studied in a particular location, and it's actually online. And not only is it online, but it's also anytime. So our focus and the audience that we are looking for is those who are finding it difficult to commit to classes because of their time schedules. They may be somebody who's got their own business, and it's difficult for them to make time to come to classes. They may be having shifts, you know, at different times, and it's difficult for them to make it to classes because their shifts keep changing. Okay, we're looking at people who are maybe working mothers, you know, and they can't make it to the classes because of their commitments. So we are looking at that audience who can't make it to the classes. Let me just make one point very clear. We are not trying to undermine the classroom, okay? Because that is obviously where it all started. We're not trying to undermine that. And like Sheikh was saying, that you should go and into gatherings and meet with one another. We're not trying to undermine that. We're not saying that everything should be just online. But what we are saying is that in terms of education, it is vital and necessary for us to create a connection with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we connect with the language of the Quran. When we have an understanding of the language, inshallah, we will connect better with the Quran and the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's so much guidance in everything Shaykh was mentioning to you today was from the Quran and the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we need to get into a habit where we are constantly engaging with the Quran. So when we're in Taraweeh, we're listening to Taraweeh, and we're going through something in our life, the Quran will advise us. So you will be going through some difficulty, and Allah will say, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. We are going to test you. بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah is saying, I will test you. Yeah, I will test you with hunger. I will test you with decreasing your wealth. I will test you with decrease in life. Okay? And Allah says at the end of that, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Yeah? That give glad tidings to the ones who are patient. And how do we be patient? Well, then that is what the Rasulullah will explain to you in the hadith. And you've been talking about, mashallah, mental awareness, you know, what did you call it? And anxiety and stress and these issues. Yeah? And if you look, Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Yusuf, Inna anzalnahu Quranan Arabiyyan. Indeed, we have revealed it, an Arabic Quran, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, so that you may understand. Everything that we need to understand is in the Quran. And subhanAllah, and Allah mentioned this in many places in the Quran, about the Quran being in Arabic. It's in several areas of the Quran. بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ, and also other ayat. Yeah, where Allah talks about the Quran being revealed in the Arabic language. And we are a little short of time, so I will not be able to go over the words of Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi, and what he said about the Quran being in Arabic. But I'll just give you an example. As we are on, you have this theme in front of you about anxiety and stress. Imagine the stress which Hazrat Yusuf ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi wa sallam went through when he was in the well. Imagine the stress he went through when he was thrown into prison for things which he hadn't even done, for no wrongdoing on his part. Imagine the stress and anxiety at that point. Right? And Allah teaches us how to be at that time. So when he was, I'm sure everybody knows the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, where he was being forced into adultery and fornication, and he stopped himself and he said, Rabbi sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilayh. Ya Allah, prison is more beloved to me at this moment than what they are calling me towards. I don't want to sin. Wa illa tasrif anni kaydahunna أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِدِينَ. Ya Allah, if you don't move me away from here, then I'm going to have a problem. I'll fall into this trap. And he made this dua, and at that moment Allah accepted his dua, and he went into prison. But Imam Qurtubi, how should we deal with stress? Look at Azhar Yusuf al-Nabi alayhi wasallam. He said, Ya Allah, they're calling me to wrong, and they're saying if I don't do it, they're going to throw me in prison. Ya Allah, prison is more beloved to me at this moment. So he requested prison. And Allah, in the Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi, he says in his tafsir, and he mentions that Allah said to Yusuf alayhi salam that habasta nafsak, you have prisoned yourself. You have prisoned yourself. If you were to ask me for afiyah, you would have been given that. And there would have been another solution. So how do we deal with stress and anxiety? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn lessons from the Quran. Look at the stories of the Prophet and take lessons from there. So this is just a point that I wanted to make to you, because this is a theme which you are currently studying. And like that, there are many stories that we will see in the Quran and the Hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to Taif, and he tried to call the people from there. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see, he learned the lessons. And he knew how to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what did he ask? When the people of Taif rejected him, when they stoned him, when he's bleeding from head to toe, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Allah, what is happening? Yeah, and it's a nice, beautiful dua, long dua, right? Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is expressing his weakness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? وَقِلَّتِ حِيلَتِي وَهَوَانِي عَلَى النَّاسِ. And he expresses his grief to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, Ya Allah, if you are not displeased with me, فَلَا أُبَالِي, then I have no issue. Ya Allah, all this that is happening, I know I am the prophet of, I am your prophet. I know what I am preaching is the truth. But all this difficulty is coming on me, Ya Allah, as long as you are not displeased with me, fala ubadi. And then he says that, but your afia, walakin afiyatuka awsa'u. But your afia is what I want. The way Yusuf al-Islam could have asked for afia, Rasulullah at this moment, what is he asking for? He's asking for afia. He's asking for Allah to open up doors for him, for Allah to safeguard him. Right? So there are lessons that we can learn, and there are ways that we can tackle all issues, because the Quran was sent until the day of Qiyamah. This is a book that we have to connect with. We have to connect with it. This is our salvation for this world and the hereafter. Now, how have we proposed to teach Arabic? The way that we have proposed to teach Arabic is on a system which is online, which is anytime for you to connect with it. And you can access these classes at any point you want to them. But alongside that, we are giving one-to-one support. So if you need further guidance, if you need further help, you just need to call us, WhatsApp us, voice message us. You know, we have technology at our grasp right now. So let's make the most of this technology. And let's use it in the right manner. So we have a course which is online, which is anytime, and alhamdulillah, you have one-to-one support. It's very minimal in terms of hours that you need to give. It's approximately, and the initial weeks are not even that. Okay, the initial weeks, you probably only need an hour, and then it'll go up slightly. But then you'll start needing a maximum of 2.5 hours. We've really kept a stop on ourselves at 2.5 hours. Okay, and that's not 2.5 hours of class. That's 2.5 hours, the class, the work, everything. Yeah, even the small assessments that we give within there, they are within this time period of 2.5 hours. That's all that is required from me, inshallah. Nothing more. Right? And how many weeks is the study? It's 40 weeks long. How long do we give you to complete the study? We start with 52 weeks. We want you to complete this in 52 weeks. So you've got 12 weeks, 3 months. 3 months. Where you can position study around your timetable. So Ramadan Mubarak comes and you are not going to be able to study, take the 4 weeks out, no problem. You've still got 8 weeks left. You want to take your kids for 2 weeks holiday, no problem, take them. You don't have to study in that time. Yeah, you've got the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah coming up, no problem, take it off. Keep a 1 week cushion in case you get ill or something. Right? It's very easy to do. And at the moment, in Ramadan, and this is something which should have actually been taken off, but it hasn't. Okay, so you can check the website right now, and if you do go to sign up, you'll see that this hasn't been taken off right now. So instead, because we wanted people to join in the month of Ramadan, it's a blessed month. People want to study, but we thought when someone joins Ramadan, we've got a hectic timetable this year, you know. And may Allah accept our Ramadan, may Allah accept our fast and our Taraweeh, right? And alhamdulillah, it may have been easy for some, may have been difficult for some. But at the end of the day, it was a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was there for us to gain the thawab and reward. But it will have been a difficult period, and we understood that people will not be able to study within this month. So we thought, instead of giving, alhamdulillah, instead of giving 1 month back to everyone, we'll give two. So if you were to sign up within Ramadan, instead of giving you 12 months access, we will give you 14 months. Now this was supposed to end at the start of Ramadan, but we thought, you know what, it's the barakah of Ramadan, let's leave it. And it was supposed to expire yesterday, but it still hasn't gone off the website. Okay, so you can check and it's not gone. So take up this offer before it goes. And the reason why I say that to you is, when we remember, it's 12-month study. But the real study is only 40 weeks. But you have 52 weeks to complete it, inshallah. With the extra 2 months, you've now got an extra 8 weeks approximately. That's 20 weeks. It's nearly half the year. You could more or less, you're like 1 week on, 1 week off. Right? And I say this confidently because inshallah, when you study the Arabic here, even if you come back after a few weeks, and I've had students who have fallen in this issue where life does get in the way. You know, your situations and circumstances will come up and you won't be able to study and you may fall behind. And I've had numerous students and they've come back and they said, you know what, I need to start again. Because they think they've forgotten things. But alhamdulillah, this is 20 years experience, alhamdulillah ka fadl, and Allah shukr, which is speaking. And I said to them, you don't need to start again. And they said, no, we need to start again, we've forgotten everything. I said, no, you've done this assessment, haven't you? They said, yes. I go back and do that assessment for me without looking at the first one. They said, okay, we'll do that. So they went away, they did the assessment, he came back, he said, I've done the assessment. I said, okay. And this was all over the phone. I said, okay, now do me a favor. Go and compare it with your first assessment that I marked. And at that moment, he's probably feeling to himself, he's making me do all the work here. Right? But the actual reason wasn't for him to do the work, and he realized this after. Right? So I said to him, you go and mark it yourself. And then tell me when you've marked it. So he went and marked himself with his previous version. He comes back to me and I said, now give it to me. Because I want to see, has he retained what he's learned? And secondly, if he's got any mistakes, can he identify the mistakes himself through his previous work? And then like that we worked and we got him up to track. And alhamdulillah, he was back up to speed. Similarly, we had another doctor, mashallah, in Leicester, who fell behind. He told me the same thing. I said, no. He hadn't done the assessment, by the way. I said to him, no, Dr. Saab, you are ready for the assessment. Without looking at anything, do the assessment, send it to me. So he did the assessment, he sent it to me. I phoned him up, I said, Dr. Saab, do me a favor. You're ready to move on. You don't need to worry, I've checked through your assessment, you're ready to move on. So like that, we work with students. And the one-to-one support is a vital aspect of this course. Why is it a vital aspect? Because there will be times like when you get a little bit stuck. Not just with questions, but just maybe there might be circumstances. And we can give you some guidance, we can give you some support to push you through that time, inshallah. We are dedicated, inshallah, when someone starts with us, we are dedicated, alhamdulillah, to make them finish. We want them to get to the finish line. We don't want them to be stranded. We don't want just to take your money and say, Qudafis, see you later. That's not our goal and our aim. We want you to connect, inshallah, with the Quran and Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a 1 year course. Well, 14 months now for you, inshallah, with the added time. And I'll leave it on there for a little while. I won't take it off because I'm just speaking to you right now. I want you to go away. I want you to think about it. You know, do istikhara before the end of Ramadan, though. You know, sign up for it. And that's probably our last day tomorrow, Ramadan, maybe. So before end of tomorrow, sign up for this, inshallah. Reap the extra rewards. Reap the rewards of being a student of knowledge in Ramadan and get extra reward for making that intention in Ramadan as well. Because when we do the acts of nafil, inshallah, in Ramadan, we are rewarded extra as a fard. Okay? So take these extra rewards, inshallah. Now, is there anything else for me to cover with you? Yes, this gets you to, inshallah, a stage of GCSE Arabic. So you'll be able to read, understand, and also, inshallah, converse with the basic dialect, with the basic conversation as well. But your understanding will really grow, and it's a massive amount. This is to get from nothing to GCSE Arabic standard is absolutely phenomenal. But it's more than GCSE Arabic standard, because we put in things from the traditional system as well. And it's all nicely done, alhamdulillah. So it's not a small thing. It's not a primer course. It's not your usual 6 week, you know, 1 hour a week thing. It's not one of those. Yeah, it's not a primer course. It's a full on in depth study. We have kept the price very low. We have based it on the prices that you normally find in a darulum structure. I don't have time to go through that, but we looked at the darulums, right? And we said these are schools which are doing phenomenal work, and they're doing it at minimal prices. We need to work on this level. We need to have that spiritual sense in there. So we need to work with all our community. So let's keep the price very minimal. So we kept the price, alhamdulillah, £250. That's everything inclusive there. And that's our That's the access to the online module. That's the assessments that we give. That's the marking. We mark and we give feedback as well. And all of this is done on criteria. So it's similar to the BTEC that you see in colleges. So there's a criteria in the assessments that you need to meet. We know what we want from you. You know what we want from you. And then we'll mark that assessment and tell you what criteria you've met. So then alhamdulillah, it's done very systematically as well. There's also some podcasts, inshallah. If you leave your details for me, I've given my flyer. And on that flyer, you will see our story at the back as well. So please read through that. I can't go through that with you right now. But our story is on there as well. Why we started this up. It's at the back of the flyer. There's also a feedback slip which I request you to fill in and leave with me. And inshallah, I can forward you some details. We've had some podcasts this year. We did one with Sheikh Firoz also. And Sheikh gave some words there which I think, you know, would be useful for you to hear as well. And like that, we had some more podcasts a little bit about ilm and knowledge itself. Why there's a necessity, what the ulama have said about knowledge, and people like, you know, the likes of Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, what have they said, what definition have they given of ilm, and all of these things are really impactful. They really give us an insight. So if you can leave me with your details, inshallah, then I can send them to you via WhatsApp, via email. Leave me as many details as you can. I know it doesn't say postal address there, but if you want to write your postal address, this year we were even sending out CDs with the podcast on there. So if we do have some details, inshallah, like that in the future, if we're sending anything, we can send you things as well, so you will be updated with our progress as an organization as well. Now, the next thing that I think we need to do is show you the videos, so you get an idea of what we really have and how easy it is for you to work with these videos.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم الحمد لله. This is the first lesson for this module. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a very easy journey for us. Without any further ado, let us start. Ad-darsul awwal. Ad-dars means lesson. Al-awwal means the first. So ad-darsul awwal, the first lesson. The first lesson is all about this word, Hada. Hada Baytun. Hada means this, and Baytun means house. Hada Baytun together means this is a house. Notice that the mean here is written slightly different than what most have come across so far. Normally we see two bish. This is the same thing, but when typing, it comes in this form. The next sentence is Hada Baba. Now Babu means door. And I'm sure you figure out what this translates to. This is a door. Our next sentence, Hada Masjid, which translates as this is a mosque. Another one, Hada Miftah. The word Miftah here means key. So Hada means this, and Baytun means house. Hada means this, and Babun means door. Hada means this, and Masjidun means Masjid, mosque. Hada means this, and Miftahun means a key. So how do we get this translation? Is a. So hada this, baytun house. Where does this is a come from? This is a house. Now that's something which is a little bit out of this first lesson. However, a little trick, this tanween that we talked about before, that gives the translation is a. So that's a little trick for us. So in hada babu, hada means this, babu means door. Is a comes from this tanween down here. If we move on to the next slide, Hada Kitab. Now the word Kitab means book. So you guessed correctly, it translates to this is a book. Hada Kursiyun. This is a chair. Hada Sariyun. This is a bed. Hada Maktabun. This is a desk. And one more here. Hada Balma. This is a pen.
Yeah, I guess.
So, I really helped some of what you've learned today. The key points here are your personal
So what would have happened there is we would have paused for a bit and we would have given you, because it's got an interactive nature to this as well. So that you have to pause, and it instructs you to pause, and then you will go and do the activities. So in this one, he was asking you, what are the key points that you learned today? You'll go away, you'll write down your key points, and then they'll come back, and then the answers will be discussed with you. So that's what's happening here.
These are vital. These really help some of what you've learned today. So please make a few notes and we'll compare what we have today. What we found in this lesson was that there are some new nouns which we've learned, as well as some interrogative words. It would help if you made a little list for yourselves. Maybe we just highlight the new words in your books.
Sorry, Afwan. Sorry, brothers and sisters. What actually happened was we went to the second video. It skipped a little bit, and it's gone to the end of the second video. If I just because we are running short of time, if I guide you through the second video, just to show you there is an interactive nature, and if you see that the course, instead of just working with hadha now we've got ma hadha. So what happens is the focus from the book, it goes from one thing to another, but it uses what you've learned previously and moves you a little forward and pushes you a little forward from there. So then we'll start working with this word mahada. I won't play the video right now. You can find the video on our website as well. So you have our website address on that leaflet. You take the leaflet with you, inshallah. You will find this about halfway down the homepage. You can watch this video there, because we have gone over the time and I don't want to go too much over now. So like that, there'll be some new words some new words which are explored. But it's very minimal in terms of it really takes you slowly. Okay, and you will see the progress yourself, and then it'll start pushing you a little further each time. The interactive nature is this, that here's some questions that you would have been set to do. You will have paused here, and you will go through these questions, and you'll write down the answers in the books provided. And then, once you've done that, you can compare it with the answers that we give you here. So the answers, as you see, will come up in a different colour, so it's nicely colour-coded, and you can mark this yourself as a self-assessment. And we also go over the answers as well, as much as needed. And like I said, if there's anything else, you just need to get in contact with us, inshallah, and we can help you through that. And there are some assessments there which we mark ourselves. They're thorough. They're not difficult, but they're thorough. They make sure that you've worked. And it gives us, the assessments are vital. It gives us an understanding of where you are. It gives you an understanding of where you are. It's not there to fail you. It's actually there to make you progress further. So if somebody was struggling, alhamdulillah, till today, all the assessments I have marked, nothing is under merit. You know, there's a past merit and a distinction grading. Nothing is under merit. No one has just about passed it. But you know, if somebody just about did it or they didn't manage to pass it, we'd help them through it. You know, that's what the one-to-one support is there for. That's what the assessments are there for. It gives us some connection with you. So if somebody didn't phone us for any reason, they felt shy or anything else, when they do the assessments, we have a form of contact now. So we're doing our level best to work with the students, inshallah.
Can I ask some questions?
Of course.
Okay. So, give me one of the mics. I don't know if this is working that well. Assalamu alaikum. So I'm going to ask some questions that I'm getting from the sister side. Number one, can it be paid in installments?
Okay. One question is, can it be paid in installments? Generally, we prefer that we get the payment in one lump sum, because then we have the money available to then do further work. So if we've got some salaries to pay, if we've got any work which we need to outsource, then there is a lot of ongoing work at the moment as well, in terms of our website plan, in terms of our some social media work. So we have to outsource things as well. So it would help if we had the money in advance. However, if somebody does have a particular circumstance and they need to discuss it with us, then we're not going to close the doors to you, inshallah. Please do get in contact with us and we can discuss further. You know, some people, they only need to pay in installments of two payments, you know. Some people need three, but we need to liaise with you on that. So if there is anything, any queries like that, please, you know, do get in contact with us. My details are there as well. Leave your details for me too, please. Especially this on the sister side, please don't forget to leave your feedback slips as well. And inshallah, someone will collect them.
Inshallah, maybe when the brothers come for the Islamic finance, we may talk to them about an education finance also to work with you guys. Second question that was asked, what is the minimum age requirement? Which is coupled with another question. And what is a level of proficiency in terms of Arabic that someone needs to know in order to join the class?
In order to join the class, the only bit of Arabic that you need to know is how to read the Arabic language. And most of us can do that through reading Quran. So it's aimed at those people who are reading Quran and they want to move a step further. So as long as you can join Arabic words together through recitation of the Quran, or maybe if you've done, even at the elementary stage, Nurani Qaida, but you can join Arabic words together, inshallah, this is for you. And other questions?
Age.
The age, okay. In terms of age that we accept to work with, we don't take children. It's based it's for adults, so let's say 16 plus. However, if somebody, there are certain individuals who have signed up to the course, but they are doing it with their own children. So that's totally fine. We have one individual who's actually, you see, for us, if we have, let's say, somebody signs up and he's got his child as well, and he, you know, there's two people doing it now, we'll be liaising with the father, you know, or the mother, whoever is signed up.
So that was the other question, that could an adult do it and then teach the same thing with their children? And if they've got questions, can they address it to you to how to deal with the children?
We can deal with the parents' questions.
The parents' questions.
We don't want to have a contact with the children, because obviously that makes things a lot more difficult in terms of child safety and everything else. Yeah. And we can't, you know, spend time with that.
So you will answer the adults' questions, and they can explain to the children.
Yes. Yeah.
I've got a couple more questions. The other question is, hold on, I'm going to unlock it. How long will it take for us to see a difference once we start the classes?
Through the video, inshallah, you will see that it's instantaneous. You know, you will be making instantaneous progress, inshallah. This is not a quick fix sort of thing. It's a in-depth study, mashallah, and you will see that progress straight away.
Will this help us in reading the Arabic without the signs?
100%.
The tashkil. Okay.
100%. If you look at this exercise, I'm sorry, because we were short of time, I didn't get to show you this video, but this is video number 2. Within the second lesson, we are asking you to read and write without having the harakat on there. And although these are the basic structures, but you will be taught how to move from one to another. So yes, it will definitely help you to read without the harakat. In fact, we have got ulama, mashallah, signing up to this course, ulama, who have studied Arabic already, but they may have been out of it for some period of time. And they want to actually refresh their knowledge of the Arabic language and the grammar rules, so they've come into this course. The initial stages are very simple. There is grammar, but it's very intrinsic. It's not for the beginner to know how the grammar is going, you know, but they will automatically be fed grammar without knowing, and that's what makes it so simple. A lot of the feedback that we've got, alhamdulillah, so some of them has been that we have tried this same course elsewhere, but there was too much concentration on grammar and we ended up leaving. And we haven't, alhamdulillah, we've not done it like that. So the grammar that we teach is only the amount that you can digest at that moment of time, inshallah. You know, that's how it's done. So if there's a grammar rule, sometimes we split the grammar rule into 4 parts. One will be done this week, another one will be done 7 weeks later, another will be done 10 weeks after that. You know, so we split it into parts. But it's all making Arabic intrinsic within you. And then later on, the grammar will start coming a bit more visible to you.
By the way, sisters that are sending me questions, and brothers that are sending me questions, if you can just post it on the Get Serious with Allah group or the Answers from Quran group, it'll be easier, because I'm getting multiple messages on different sites. Next question was, will we be able to understand the ayahs while we are standing in Salah based off of this method?
The ayat of the Quran obviously are numerous, and there are various structures in there. Now, when you do this 1 year course, inshallah, you will understand the basic ayat, like khalaqallahu samawati wal ard, and ayat like that. Okay, inna anzalnahu Quranan Arabiyyan. So you will understand a good number of ayat, inshallah. You will also start connecting with the general stories of the Prophet. However, you know, when we send our children to become alims, and when you see people going to the alim courses, and then they go and do iftar and things like that, it's not a 1 year study, you know. And this is the thing that we need to understand, that this is the start of our journey. In fact, when somebody finishes the 6 year alimiya course, the shuyukh tell them, this is not the end of your study, this is only the start. We have given you the tools to move ahead. So this is just the first steps for you to get into. It's in depth in terms of, it's not a simple beginner course. It's not like, generally when people see Arabic classes, and I'm not trying to push anyone down or anything like that, there may be time constraints and whatever else, you know, but there might not be an interest in the area or whatever, but generally you see like a course for a few weeks. But this is an in-depth study, it pushes you to a GCSE level. However, the Quran is much higher than anything. So the Quran requires you to study properly with scholars. But this will get you to a level where you can now interact with scholars and you can start working with them. And alhamdulillah, from our part, we are currently in the making of another module, which is called Qasasun Nabiyyin. The story is actually a text which is already done by Sayyid Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullahi Alayh. It's taught in the Alimiyah courses. So inshallah, we are working on that text right now in a similar fashion, to have this content in video format for you, where it's in a presentation format, where you have one-to-one support, where you study, and you can connect better with the Quran through the stories of the Quran. So it won't just be simple translation, but there will be elements and backdrops behind the ayat, the context of the story. So then inshallah, when you're in Quran, that will take you, the next study inshallah will take you even closer to understanding Quran. So now when you are standing in Taraweeh, you're not understanding just mere translations, but you're actually understanding the context. Like Shaykh was explaining about Ibrahim alayhi salam, and how he must have been feeling when he's just tested to go away from his family, and he comes back after some years, and now he's tested to slaughter his son. How will his son be feeling as well? So there's so many things there, but the backdrop of those ayat is not mentioned within the ayat itself. So it doesn't say Ibrahim alayhi salam was away from his family for this much time, and then he came back, and then we told him to do this. It doesn't tell you that in the ayat. So the backdrop will come when we study the stories of the prophets, inshallah.
Last one, I know everyone's itching to go home because it's the last Sunday of Ramadan, and everyone wants to go do shopping before Eid. But the last one is actually in three parts. However, we can make it very short. The number one thing is, so let me go back to one of the students that asked me. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh, do you think that through this course we will be able to give khutbahs without having a read through or having you prepare it for us?
By the end of it, inshallah, you'll be able to get some khutbahs done, but obviously this is not teaching you Quran, Hadith, and in khutbah you have Quran, Hadith as well. But you will be able to definitely access more of the Quran. So for example, some of the students that have given their feedback on the podcast at the moment, what they've been saying is that we can't read through this 1 year course, we can't open Quran and just read every ayat and understand it. Some ayat we do understand, but we can definitely work with the translation. You know, we can work better.
And then the next last two. One, you mentioned GCSEs. Can this count as credits towards the GCSEs, and can this be introduced to the Islamic schools in the UK?
If we have tried to work with some Islamic schools, make dua, we are still pursuing that avenue as well. But it's very difficult to, you know, work with all the organizations, and for people to get our message across is not exactly simple. But if you can take this message forward, inshallah, we are ready to work with schools as well, inshallah.
Is Brother Tariq here? Tariq Khan?
Yes.
You're here?
No.
Tariq, after the program, can you sit with him to talk about Andalusia, please? Inshallah. Okay, the last question. Hold on, let me just get this.
There was a question about GCSE. It doesn't give you the GCSE grade. But if you were to be able to take that exam elsewhere now, inshallah, you will be at a standard where you can take that GCSE exam.
Alhamdulillah. Last question is, how difficult is it for us to study this program, while we are studying at regular schooling and also memorizing Quran?
As I said, you know, alhamdulillah, we have got some ulama on board who are taking this to refresh their Arabic. But we've also got some people who are doing it as a part-time study. So with their current studies, they are taking this also to boost their performance. Because the style of teaching is a little bit different. So it can be done, alhamdulillah, it can be done. And with regards to HIV, one thing I can definitely say is that if you do have some understanding of the Arabic language, it makes it a lot more easier for you to pursue that HIV. And that I say through personal experience, alhamdulillah. So definitely something which can be done.
Last question. My work requires me to travel. My work requires me to travel quite often. Are the timings adjustable, and could you make yourselves available to adjust to my schedule and travel?
Inshallah, we will definitely do our best to work towards your schedule. What we would suggest, and what is working with our abroad students as well, is they use WhatsApp voice message. So when they use WhatsApp voice message, it doesn't take them time to write anything down. They don't have to check through what they've written. There's no miscommunication in the message. And then inshallah, we can respond with a voice message also. So we can definitely work through timings like that, yeah, inshallah.
I'm going to close it off. I want to encourage every single person to take this class. Because if you take this class, we've been talking a lot, not just on the mental side, on the aspects of helping us, but we've also been talking about the spiritual side. And I want where each and every one of us spiritually is connecting with the Salah. If you're working, even if you're old, remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 63 years old when he became a hafiz of Quran. Abu Bakr and Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, if you look, they were all adults as well when they became hafiz of Quran, even Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So it's not too late to start studying this. Also, even if English is not your first language, Monana speaks Urdu and he also speaks Memani or Kachi, whatever we call it. He speaks those two languages as well, and I encourage those to go and study with him. Do you have anyone that speaks Somali?
Not in the moment.
Not yet?
No.
Okay, so we're going to work on getting someone that can speak Somali. But for the brothers that are from Masjid Tawfiq, I want to ask you a favor. Could we do a program? Because I had a number of students come up to me yesterday, or a number of kids come up to me yesterday. I think you were one of them, right? Asking that what classes can we take in order for us to extend our knowledge in deen. I suggest that you take this class, the brothers from Masjid Tawfiq, if I can arrange or if you can arrange with Mawlana Muhammad to come down and to do a presentation as he's done here. I can ask Azhar to help out with setting up the projectors, and you can do it at that masjid and any other masjid that we know of here. There are a couple of brothers that are here from Shah Jalal, Shah Boran, and also Quran Academy. I want to set up where you come in for a weekend,
inshallah,
and you go to each of the masajids and you teach.
Inshallah.
The Turkish community will talk to also. But in my opinion, everyone knows I don't do fundraisers, I don't endorse things, unless I personally know the person that's teaching and the people that are teaching behind it. Just like I've endorsed the iSyllabus thing, I am endorsing this class as well. And I've also mentioned like this class that is coming with Al-Maghrib with regards to relationships and the women. I said, you do it. Even though I don't promote actively, except for when I know someone. I've known Mawlana for a long time. I know his dad. You actually know his relatives. They're Bristolian. Muhammad Uncle is here. His son is sitting, or your cousin is sitting over there. Right? They are from Bristol. And for me, I've gotten to know the family for a number of years. And I strongly recommend taking this class. For those that struggle to read the Quran and have left reading the Quran and you've forgotten and you're rusty, sit down with someone so that you can get a little bit proficient in reading the Quran and then take this course. Because this will be, I'm telling you, I keep saying this, what I studied in university, 5%, 10% of the time I'm using. What I studied in madrasa and what I studied in my ulum studies, 90 to 95% of the time I use in my life. So please utilize this, get your friends to do it, get your family members to do it, get your parents to do it, get your children to do it, but try to do the Arabic course, inshallah.
So can I just make one point?
Yeah.
You mentioned the Sahaba and Rasulullah becoming a hafiz at such a late age. And this is a point which one of my teachers, Sheikh Noshad, mentioned to me, Mufti Noshad of Darul Bari. And he said to me that, do you know, the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, they were adults when they were studying. Because, yeah, like Sheikh mentioned right now, they became huffaz at late ages, they studied with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there's one point which I wanted to highlight, and not many people see this point, is that, you know, the Sahaba, some of the Sahaba used to sit with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time and study by him. And other Sahaba, including the likes of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the most, you know, noble Sahabas and from the most high esteemed Sahabas, right? Even Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from time to time. So he set one day for him to go and earn his livelihood and one day to come and sit with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And who permitted this? Who permitted this system? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to learn flexibly, inshallah, is also acting on a way in which the Sahaba did. So alhamdulillah, this is a great opportunity, inshallah. May Allah accept it from us all. I thank you all, Jazakumullah khair, Nasim Jazak, for sitting, attending. And this has been by far one of the best events that I've attended, and definitely the one with the most questions. So mashallah, you know, I appreciate those questions coming forward. Jazakallah.
I think they're scared I'm going to be asking them questions next year.
Sheikh, just quickly make
the dua for us. You're traveling. Da'watul Mustafa.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها إنك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, O Allah, accept us gathering here today. Ilah Al-Alameen, accept our coming to the masjid today. Accept our prayers today. Ilah Al-Alameen, accept our Ramadan. Accept our efforts in this blessed month. Ilah Al-Alameen, we have fallen short of our efforts, Ya Allah. We have fallen short in our efforts, Ya Allah. Our siyam has not been the siyam which it should be. Ilah Al-Alameen, we have not stood in Taraweeh the way we should. Ilah Al-Alameen, we have definitely made errors. Ya Allah, we haven't done this Ramadan the way we should have. Ilah Al-Alameen, forgive us. Forgive us, Ya Allah, and grant us more chances, Ya Allah. Grant us another Ramadan, Ya Allah, and another Ramadan after that, Ya Allah. And grant us many more Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ilah Al-Alameen, bring us to your house, Ya Allah. Bring us to Makkah, bring us to Medina. Ilah Al-Alameen, grant us a closeness to you and your Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Grant us a connection with your words and the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ilah Al-Alameen, accept us in your path, Ya Allah. Accept us to do the work of your deen, Ya Allah. Ilah Al-Alameen, accept us, help and propagate the message of your deen, Ya Allah. Ilah Al-Alameen, accept us, Ya Allah. Do not leave us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Kareem, you are Ghafoor, you are Rahim. Ya Allah, we are sinners, Ya Allah. Ilah Al-Alameen, we have nothing to show, Ya Allah. Every deed we do, Ya Allah, even the good deeds we do, Ya Allah, are going to be filled with some evil, Ya Allah. Ilah Al-Alameen, save us from Riyah, save us from showing off, Ilah Al-Alameen, save us from the waswas of shayateen. Save us from the evils of the heart, Ya Allah. Ilah Al-Alameen, purify us, Ya Allah, in this blessed month. Before this month passes, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Allah, before this month passes, Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, forgive us. Please, Ya Allah, forgive us. Otherwise, Ya Allah, who are we? How will we take this? The curse of Jibreel alayhi salam. How will we stand to the curse of Jibreel and the Ameen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Ilah Al-Alameen, forgive us before this month passes. Forgive us. Ya Allah, we are not mustahik of your forgiveness. We are constantly doing wrong. But Ya Allah, we accept that we are wrong. Ya Allah, help us set about in the right way. Ya Allah, help us set about in your path. Ya Allah, help us to come towards you. Ilah Al-Alameen, help us to come towards you. Make us do those actions which are beloved to you. And Ilah Al-Alameen, forgive our sins. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma ajinna min al-nar. Allahumma ajinna min al-nar. Allahumma ajinna min al-nar. Ya Mujiru, Ya Mujiru, Ya Mujiru. Subha sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad. Mubarik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamu ala muslim. Alhamdulillah.
Jazakallahu khair. Inshallah.